The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Welcome to All Rather Mysterious, the podcast that aims to unlock the mysteries of the past with the key of fact. My name is John Rain. Point to Eleanor.
My name is Eleanor Morton. Sorry, I just ate some chocolate. Sorry.
Oh my God, this is never good.
Oh, last episode you were drinking tea.
Sorry guys, I just having snacks. Points to David Reed.
My name's David Reed, but no one cares now. No. Everyone just wants us to get on with it.
Everyone's thinking, well,
how am I supposed to get my unique brand across?
What chocolate should you eat?
There's this amateurism.
Honestly, we were that close to a Sony Award.
We were.
That close.
That close. Exactly that close. I don't know if everyone listening can see, but we're saying it's that close.
Basically, I'm holding my arm here, and David's holding his arm in York.
Here.
It's that distance.
And I'm in York, yeah. So that is...
Yeah. That'd be good if you want to say I caught a fish this big. Again, I haven't written down the intro because I'm very unprofessional. But please join us as we aim to we aim to trawl the rivers of
unclog the U-bend of truth.
That's right, and clear the fog of haze-ness, yeah. of the past mysteries.
Nailing it.
So this week we're going to have a mystery brought to us by David.
Hello.
And we'll bring you closure. I'm just throwing in the keywords there.
Good.
David, what are you going to tell us this week?
Well, I thought it's about time we tackled a biggie.
Yes.
And I am talking, of course, about Hitler's bones.
Hitler's bones.
Woo!
I'll have to insert lightning there.
Hitler's bones. So... what do you mean, Hitler's bones, David? I hear you cry.
What do you mean, Hitler's bones, David?
No, you don't need to do that.
Do you mean his doctor?
Yes.
Damn his it, Hitler, I'm a doctor, not a genocidal maniac.
Yeah, whatever happened to his D. Forest Kelly? Also, can I just say, as a side spur, D. Forest is one of the silliest and best names ever.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. So... as we probably are all aware, Hitler committed suicide on the 30th of April 1945 in his Führer bunker in Berlin. Or did he?
Or did he?
Oh.
So I'm going to read you a bit of the back history, if that's all right with you.
Please.
So.
It's not going to start in 1939, is it?
No, I'm not going to do the whole of... the whole of the Second World War for
okay,
you.
Okay, thank God.
Right. If you do, can you do it in the style of Laurence Olivier and say Ukraine instead of Ukraine?
Yes, I will. If I get to the Ukraine, I will do that.
Ukraine.
That's a real actor.
All right.
I don't know why. Anyway, sorry, do
that. Yeah, you're really screwing me up today, Eleanor. I don't know what it's about.
There's little stabs at you all the way through these series. There really is.
I don't know what's going on here.
That's jealousy.
Anyway, it's because last week I exposed her as being suspicious around guns. Right. So, SS Sturmbannführer Otto Gunscher, and my pronunciation is impeccable throughout, I just want you to know, entered the study and found the two lifeless bodies on the sofa. Eva, with her legs drawn up, was to Hitler's left and slumped away from him. Gunscher stated that Hitler sat sunken over with blood dripping out of his right temple. He had shot himself with his own pistol, a Walther PPK. Mm-hmm. The gun lay at his... that's James Bond's gun.
It is,
One of his guns, one right?
Not James Bond had no... you know, he didn't do it.
Well,
he didn't lend him his gun.
We'll wait for theories till the end.
Okay, sorry.
The gun lay at his feet, and according to SS Oberscharführer, their titles are very silly, or German, depending on your point of view. SS Oberscharführer Rokus Minch, Hitler's head was lying on the table in front of him. Blood dripping from Hitler's right temple and chin had made a large stain on the right arm of the sofa. He would have been livid if he was not dead. And it was also pooling on the carpet. According to Linger, Eva's body had no visible physical wounds, and her face showed how she had died, by cyanide poisoning. Gunther and SS Brigadeführer Wilhelm Monk stated unequivocally that all outsiders and those performing duties and work in the bunker did not have access to Hitler's private living quarters during the time of death between 3 and 4 in the afternoon. So it's a classic locked room mystery.
Wow.
That is, if, and this is the big if hanging over this entire episode, if we believe Nazis. Because those are the only witnesses to everything that's going on, are bloody Nazis.
Okay. Because, I mean, so far, it seems pretty cut and dry.
Cut and dry. Hitler poisoned his girlfriend and blew himself, right? That seems to be what happened. And then shot himself.
Oh.
Got there before you, John. Got to be quicker with that, with the blowing gags. Yeah. Right. What happened next? I hear you cry. Don't cry, Ellen.
Well, no.
In accordance with Hitler's prior written and verbal instructions, so presumably they all knew he planned to do this, if he said, if at any point I kill myself, what you should do? Anyway, the two bodies were carried up the stairs and through the bunker's emergency exit to the garden. All bunkers have a garden, we know that. Behind the Reich Chancellery, where they were to be burned with petrol. After the first attempt to ignite the petrol did not work, Linger went back inside the bunker and returned with a thick roll of papers. Bormann lit the papers and threw them onto the bodies. As the two corpses caught fire, a group, including Bormann, Gunther, Linger, Goebbels, Erich Kempke, Peter Holger, Elwad Lindlof and Hans Reisser, raised their arms in salute as they stood just inside the bunker doorway.
Are you sure they weren't just warming their hands?
They raised one arm in salute and one marshmallow with the other.
You can't let it get too close because the carbon is not good to swallow.
That is right. The last thing we want is anyone to get hurt. At around 4:15, Linger ordered SS Untersturmführer Heinz Krüger and SS Oberscharführer Werner Schwiedel to roll up the rug in Hitler's study to burn it. To burn the evidence of the blood? Suspicious. Schwiedel later stated that upon entering the study, he saw a pool of blood the size of a large dinner plate on the armrest of the sofa. Noticing a spent cartridge case, he bent down and picked it up from where it lay on the rug. It was about 1 millimetre from a 7.65 pistol, apparently. This information is irrelevant. The two men removed the bloodstained rug and carried it up the stairway and into the garden, where it was placed and burnt with the rest of the stuff. The Red Army shelled the area in and around the Reich Chancellery on and off during the afternoon. SS guards brought over additional cans of petrol to further burn the corpses. They were into it now, apparently.
Yeah.
Linger later noticed the fire did not completely destroy the remains, as the corpses were being burned in the open where the distribution of heat varies. The corpses burned from 4 until 6:30 that evening. At approximately 6:30, Lindlof and Reisser covered up the remains in a shallow bomb crater, as is respectful. Now, those are the events as described, as I previously said, by a bunch of Nazis. So if anyone was going to be in on a conspiracy of lying about what had happened, if anyone was going to, spoilers, murder on the Orient Express this thing, it would be Nazis, in my honest opinion.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't trust them. I don't know how you guys feel about Nazis. Eleanor, previously, you've seemed into them. But I don't... I don't know. I don't know why we take their testimony as sort of gospel, really.
That's a good point, because they lie.
They just dress so well.
They are dressed very well.
Yeah.
So the story continues. For decades after the war, the fate of Hitler's corpse was shrouded in secrecy. no picture or film was made public. As the Soviet army secured control of Berlin in May 1945, Russian forensic specialists under the command of the counterintelligence unit SMERSH, more James Bond references. Yep, SMERSH were involved. It means death to spies. Dug up what was presumed to be Hitler's body outside the bunker and performed a post-mortem. A part of the skull was absent, presumably blown away by his suicide shot, but what remained of his jaw coincided with his dental records. So case closed, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. Hitler was known to have absolutely shit teeth, and it was mostly dentures or implanted teeth in his jaw. So pretty easily replicated or removed and faked, in my honest opinion.
Oh, okay.
The autopsy reported that Hitler, as had been rumoured, had only one testicle.
Wow.
I've heard the song.
The song written by SMERSH for their Christmas review.
The other's in the Albert Hall.
Is it really?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, great.
Why have you been to see it?
They had an idea to open an exhibit of testicles, and that was their first one. And then they were just like, I don't want to call anyone about another one.
Have you ever been to the Albert Hall?
It wasn't a big seller.
No.
No, the Albert Hall's not a seller. It's a huge room.
It's above ground.
Yeah. I thought we were talking about a bunker. What?
Have you been to the Albert Hall and looked up?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
There's lots of hanging things from the ceiling. It might be up there somewhere.
I actually
performed at the Albert Hall.
Did you?
On stage?
One of the conference rooms.
Dressed as a testicle?
Yes.
Did you tap dance and sing Hitler's Only Got One Ball?
I played Hitler's other testicle, which did exist was much maligned and, out of the spotlight. And it's a sort of one-man show about being ignored. And,
if there's one thing worse than a testicle costume, it's a testicle still attached to Hitler costume.
Oh, wow.
Were you just wearing a bald cap?
Are you saying Eleanor looks suitably testicular?
Yeah, careful, John.
But the hair is the only thing disguising it.
I'm thinking, because it wouldn't be fringe theatre. It'll be something,
Oh, right, yeah.
A cut and rush show.
I'm very professional, actually. I spent a lot of time researching testicles.
Of course.
Never seen a gun, though.
It would make an interesting show, though, because you'd have this kind of, spirit brother that you never met.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. It's, I guess it's like when, you have a long-lost twin or something.
You could open it up by saying, you know what, guys, they say that people with no legs can still feel them. Well, imagine only having one ball.
I am the ghost ball.
Phantom ball. Yeah. Phantom ball sweat.
Right.
Phantom of the ball bag.
Phantom of the ball bag is here inside your pants. So, Stalin remained suspicious about the fate of Hitler.
Brackets everything.
Everything. Stalin remained paranoid to the end of his days. In 1946, a second secret mission was dispatched to Berlin. In the same crater from which Hitler's body had been recovered, the new team found what is believed was the missing skull fragment with a bullet exit wound through it. Ooh. The Russians also took fragments of Hitler's bloodstained sofa, which was there a year later, apparently. why didn't they clean up?
They also took his floating shells with these antique teapots on them.
That's it. So Stalin had a bit of sofa. When asked at the Potsdam Conference in July 1945 how Hitler had died, Stalin said he was either living in Spain or Argentina.
Wow.
What?
So,
Stalin said
Stalin said that, apparently, in 1945.
That's not very professional.
Did they mention what happened to a bit of his desk?
No mention of the desk, so that is definitely going to unlock this.
Yeah.
So far, the evidence seems to be stacked heavily in favour of... the evidence seems to be stacked heavily in favour of what we think happened, right? Apart from Stalin seems to know something that suggests that he's in Argentina. Well, here you go. In 2009, for a American TV programme called History's Mystery Quest...
Nice.
The University of Connecticut did... DNA tests, which weren't around in 1945, on the skull fragment recovered by the Soviets and found it to be that of a woman who was under 40 years old.
My God. Ah. Hitler was a woman under 40.
Da, da, da. There you go. That's how he escaped.
Oh.
Are you saying that during the siege of Berlin, it's possible that other people apart from Hitler might have got shot?
I'm just saying one of the strongest pieces of evidence that Hitler is dead was actually from somebody else.
Dear Dan Snow.
Can't face those Twitter notifications? Forgot to watch anything but Netflix? Dreading the video conference small talk at 9? You need a news vitamin, you know. You need the Smart 7. It's a brand new daily podcast that puts your brain into gear. Everything you need to know in less than 7 minutes. You need the smarts? Hey, we got the smarts. The Smart 7, every weekday at 7 a.m. Available right now on Spotify and all the usual places.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweater starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, yeah, Hitler's teeth are now the only remaining evidence that he is he is a goner, apart from the testimony of a bunch of Nazis and a bunch of Soviets as well. I mean, this is just untrustworthy as far as it would be thrown out of court.
If it was a British officer with a lovely moustache and
if he'd gone to Eton, I would trust him 100%.
And he said it happened, you would believe that, but not.
Well, look, I'm not saying that, you know, there weren't any good Nazis, but I'm just saying...
I've seen Schindler's List.
I've seen Schindler's List. There's one in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
But he had a badge, banged on about it at the end. Oh. I just think that they're all pretty invested in their boss, aren't they?
Yeah.
So if he was going to go... Guys, I'm going to get on a new boat and go to Argentina now.
Argentina.
You all need to pretend I kill myself, okay? Mm-hmm. Then I think he did. He poisoned his dogs as well. Yeah. Nasty man.
Oh, yeah.
Blondie and Bucks Fizz.
Was it Bucks Fizz?
Quicker than me.
No. So his teeth. He had terrible bad teeth and gum disease, which led him to have bad breath in his later years.
I think that's just propaganda.
He only had a couple of his original teeth left.
Wow.
And had a complicated set of bridges and dentures that, according to the forensic team, made IDing his jawbone relatively simple. The teeth appear to match x-rays taken of Hitler in 1944 and descriptions provided to the Soviets by Hitler's dentist and Hitler's dental assistant. So, well, the dentist's dental assistant.
He described them as a bridge too far.
That's right. So again, I think you could remove those, and also it's testimony from a Nazi dentist, the worst kind of Nazi.
Mm. Double Nazi.
So this is all the evidence we have, and yet here in some American declassified FBI files, there were a number of alleged sightings of Hitler getting off a U-boat in Argentina that were declassified relatively recently by the FBI. None of them had been confirmed, obviously, but they had been classified at the time. And the escape to Argentina theory has been made into a book as well called Grey Wolf, The Escape of Adolf Hitler.
Wow.
the scenario proposed by that book, which is written by Simon Dunstan and Gerard Williams, was that a number of U-boats took certain Nazis and Nazi loot to Argentina, where the Nazis were supported by future president Juan Perón, who, with his wife Evita Perón, had been receiving money from the Nazis for some time.
Hitler lives in Argentina.
That's right. It's hiding in plain sight, the evidence.
Isn't it?
And he then moved to a Bavarian-style mansion in Inalco, a remote and barely accessible spot on the northwest end of Lake Nahula. I don't know how to pronounce that. Chilean border, anyway. Hmm. So
it must be really weird, the kind of German expats culture of South America. I'd love to see that.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is all the evidence there is, guys. And I'm not saying the evidence is strong in favour of him being in Argentina. But there's not, the evidence also isn't particularly strong for him having died in a bunker in Berlin either.
No, agreed.
And for what the most famous evil man in history, it feels like the world has been robbed of closure somehow, don't you think? Don't we give them closure?
I do, but I also think that with the amount of chaos that was going on at that particular time, things were missed. Like, was it Martin Bormann that they thought had gone to Argentina, and it actually turned out that they found him years and years later buried on a train track?
Right.
Ugh, typical Martin.
They just couldn't keep track of the Nazis because they were all running away.
Because I think Hitler would only have to change his hairstyle and shave his moustache and most people wouldn't recognise him.
It's like Clark Kent.
Yes. Mm. Well, he's not like Clark Kent in any other way. No. I hope you're not implying. But
no.
His only recognizable features are the ones that are easily replaceable, and that's why every actor who plays Hitler looks like Hitler.
Yeah.
Well, let me put it this way. Why was his body burned repeatedly in order to damage the physical resemblance to himself by his subordinates, if not to hide the fact it was him, hey? Why would you go, guys, I'm going to kill myself. I don't want you to bury me. I want you to pour petrol on me and my wife. And then, if it doesn't take a light, just get a load of documents, a bit of kindling, you know, and try and burn us repeatedly
for the
next 2.5 hours.
I'll tell you what, I bet Goebbels was kicking himself later because when him and his wife shot themselves, they didn't have enough petrol left to burn him, so he was found partially burned.
Oh.
So I bet he was kicking himself, thinking, no.
What was it? So what did they like a fire funeral? Did they think of themselves as sort of Norsemen? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a really boring, sensible theory about why he might be, you know, very keen to get rid of evidence.
Here we go, David.
Looking forward to this. I love the boring ones.
He was a big old coward and he hated the idea of people thinking he was a weak person who had to commit suicide. I think his worst death, worse than being captured, was suicide.
Are you saying he was Catholic?
No. But not just Catholics can he would have thought suicide was a very weak choice and he was meant to be very strong.
Not too weak to do it.
No. the thing is he was weak, but he didn't want people to think he was weak. So he did it and then to get rid of all the evidence, no one ever knows that's how he died. And then his legend
lives on. I mean, you say no one ever knows, but all of his staff told everybody.
Well, yeah, I mean, those guys. But as he said, he could trust a Nazi.
He just got married to Eva Braun, hadn't he?
Oh, were they married?
Yeah, I think they married in the Führerbunker.
That's
another resemblance to James Bond, isn't it? Because he got married and then his wife got slotted. She was Diana Rigg, mate.
Oh, right.
Worlds apart.
Yeah.
Well,
not much of a honeymoon.
Not much of a honeymoon.
Burning in a ditch.
I don't know if you've been to the other side of the bunker, but it's very nice. It's the time of year. We could go over there and
we could have a real hot time, huh?
in the garden.
I will slot you, huh?
This skull, though.
Yes.
This female skull under 40. Eva Braun was under 40. Maybe it's her skull. Did they test it?
Well, she wasn't. It had a bullet hole in it.
But wasn't
She wasn't. All the testimony said she was only poisoned.
I thought she was poisoned and then shot.
No. Not according to the eyewitness reports from a bunch of
Nazis.
Nazis. But liars. But this is what's so frustrating about this case, isn't it? That it's just like, we want to see the bad guy fall into the volcano, don't we?
Yeah.
And they've robbed us of that.
I mean, that's why it's quite satisfying if you don't like Nazis, which I don't.
I don't.
Is you can go to their Wikipedia pages of all the top-ranking ones, or certainly you used to be able to, and you could see their dead bodies after they've been hung at Nuremberg. And you get to go, fuck you.
Hanged, John.
What did I say?
Hung.
Well, they were both.
They might have been hung as well. Another thing I read was that, relating to Hitler's testicles, was that it was apparently there's evidence from his doctors that it was a medical condition that one of his balls didn't drop.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And yet they spread the story that he'd lost it in a mustard gas attack in the First World War or something to make him seem more heroic.
Wow. Well,
Needed to tell the general public about his testicles at all, I don't really know. Maybe he was planning on wearing some very tight shorts.
Do you think he was like Trump? Do you think he heard that song and then tweeted out, actually, I lost my ball in a brave mustard gas attack?
Yeah.
Actually, my balls are huge. Mm-hmm.
People say to me, I can't believe how big your balls are. And I say, I know. a lot of people say that.
But if he's only got one ball because one hasn't dropped, then how is it in the Albert Hall?
I reckon they've got someone else's ball.
Yeah. They've got that woman's ball. That under 40-year-old woman's ball.
I know what's happened here anyway.
Didn't... What?
Yeah.
Well, you know how when Bin Laden died?
Yeah.
There was never any photographic evidence of it, and he was buried at sea.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all know he's in Area 51, don't we?
Right, we all know that.
We all know
because
that.
They want to be doing stuff to him.
That's right. He's probably being used to power a flying saucer or something.
He's on a little treadmill.
Yeah.
It's in a hamster wheel.
That's right. I think Hitler got put there as well.
Hitler was in a Smirsch hamster wheel until the end of his days.
That's right. I think that he was, because a lot of German scientists were taken on by the Americans to help ultimately build the neutron bomb.
Operation Paperclip.
Well, and get man on the moon. Actually.
And get a man on the moon.
NASA was started by German rocket scientists.
There you go. That's called the Nazi American Space Agency.
That's right. That's what it stood for.
That's what it stands for.
I think
Hitler was taken to Area 51 and they asked him all the questions,
and then, and they've then got on their little sheet there.
On their sheet, and then he was used for some sort of work related thing, maybe to build Volkswagens.
Right, I think what John's getting at is that who do we point the finger at for who disappeared Hitler and why?
Yeah,
rather than so, I think if he ended up having a happy life in Argentina, I think someone would have been pissed off enough about that to leak that information.
Yeah, and there'd be more than one sighting.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
it's
and that's
more...
how they caught Eichmann.
Yes, right.
Right. I think it's more likely that either the Soviets took him or, as John suggests, the Americans took him.
Mm. So it could be the Russians. Well, I mean, I've actually heard there was also sightings in other places in the world, not just Argentina.
Yeah. Really?
What about Lord Lucan? You know, how does he factor into this?
Exactly. I was just
always the perennial question.
Yeah. What I would have done if I was Hitler is I'd have gone out with a bowler hat and a cane.
Yeah.
And I'd have like sauntered down the street like Chaplin.
Yeah.
And then people wouldn't have thought I was Hitler. They would have thought I was a Charlie Chaplin impersonator.
Hiding in plain sight. Of course, you could have done that in America because Chaplin was... banished effectively from America during McCarthyism.
That's right.
Yeah,
so you could have walked around America as Chaplin without bumping into Chaplin.
That's right. And of course, Hitler.
Or you bump off Chaplin.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't die until 1977.
Yeah.
Christmas Day, 1977.
No, but I'm saying you replace Chaplin with Hitler. And
this is what I'm going to say. The bones they found in that ditch were actually Charlie Chaplin's.
What?
And they swapped him.
You're saying Chaplin was a woman?
Yes.
Oh my God! Of course, God. he had to pass as a man in a sexist industry.
Mm. In Hollywood, yeah.
Wow. It was actually the Little Tramp. That's why he's a Little Tramp.
It was the bones of Mary Pickford.
Lady and a tramp.
Oh.
The lady is a tramp.
Also, Hitler's nephew fought against the Nazis in the US Army, US Navy.
That's true. In the war. Air Force, I believe.
Oh, Air Force.
Yeah, and they all had a pact never to have kids so that the name Hitler would die with them.
Oh.
They were quite publicity hungry shills, though. The best.
They didn't want a name to live on, but they did want to write loads of books.
Mm. Yes, yes. Mm.
With their name on it.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
So what's our gut, people? Who got him? Who squirreled him away and then made all of the Nazis lie about it?
Well, my serious answer would be, I think he did shoot himself and die. But if he didn't, I think that Stalin got him.
Why did they burn the sofa? Well, the rug, rather. Mm. Why did they burn the rug?
That's true.
Just a very horrible rug.
Right, but it's because they were like, one day they'll be able to do tests on this blood and tell that
it was Mary
it wasn't Hitler.
Or one day they'll be able to clone Hitler from the blood and we don't want that.
Oh, God, yeah, they could clone him.
Clone him just to put him in Area 51 in that hamster wheel.
Yeah. That's it. Maybe they've got like that machine in Itchy and Scratchy where it immediately makes one cat and then kills it and then immediately makes another over and over again.
That's just the plot of The Prestige.
Yeah, but in a very condensed fashion. Yeah. The Hitler's spoilers. Just constantly being made and then killed over and over again forever. Wow. And you can go and watch it and eat popcorn.
America's a screwed up place.
Really screwed up.
Yeah, terrible.
Trump what walked in think, and said, David? You know what, let him go, he's all right.
You know what, this is one of those where I want closure so much, I think maybe it's just one of those where we've been cheated of it. Mm. And we will never know. My hunch we'll doesn't point me in any direction with Hitler's bones.
Mm.
And my hunch is usually bang on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think maybe he escaped Britain and disguised as a British man, spent his days managing a small leisure centre in Southampton.
Are you saying he was Gordon Britas? That would make a lot of sense.
Very authoritarian, aren't they?
I think hiding in plain sight, the best thing he could have done was get cast in Mel Brooks's The Producers as Hitler.
As Hitler.
Mm.
And no, everyone would go, that actor was very good.
Mm.
He was totally Hitler to me.
I think my favourite theory is that they kidnapped Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
Shot him, burnt him, and then replaced him with Hitler.
Right. So, hang on. When was The Great Dictator filmed?
That was during the war.
Right. So is that Hitler doing that speech? Or is that Chaplin?
We'll never know, David. That's a frustrating thing.
That is so frustrating.
Choosing an ambiguous mystery.
That is a hell of a get-out clause he's filming there, isn't he?
Yeah.
By so eloquently speaking out against everything he believes.
I mean,
well, yeah, and then if he has to go to trial, he can be like, if I believed all that, what about this film I made?
Right. Okay, I'm with you, John. That's definitely what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, good. Well, in that case, if you are writing a new book about Hitler's bones, you might want to cross-reference it with a Charlie Chaplin biography. Just so you know, because there's going to be a point like in Back to the Future where the timelines merge and you get that new future underneath it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is Hitler. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. We did.
Yeah.
Please join us next week.
I like Eleanor's clarification. No. I did.
Yeah. I also.
We didn't enjoy that at all.
I also enjoyed your silence, David.
Yeah.
Join us next week where we have another mystery that's probably not as good as this one because this one was very interesting.
Oh, good.
But that's my natural salesman coming out there.
Yeah. Feels overstated, like you assumed people hated it. But
No. I really enjoyed this one.
Oh, good. I think
it's John having a lack of confidence in his own ideas.
I think you're right. So join us next week. It's going to be a corker, believe me. We'll have more.
That's our new catchphrase.
Yeah, I want a poster made, someone please, instead of the X-Files, I want to believe. Just saying, believe me.
Yes. We're ready to believe you. And ours is just, believe me.
Yeah.
It's on next week.
We all want to be believed, don't we?
Yeah.
Longest outro ever.
Yeah. So next week, All Rather Pod, Eleanor Morton, Mr. David Reed, Mr. Ken Shabby. And until next week, keep believing.
Don't stop believing.
Don't stop believing. The end
just
of the...
Hold on.
Watch the end of The Sopranos.
Master Ace, be Heil, right in the Führer space. Not to love the Führer is a great disgrace. So be Heil, right in the Führer space. When Herr Goebbels says, we own the world in space, be Heil, right in Herr Goebbels space. When Herr Göring says, they'll never bomb this place, be Heil, right in Herr Göring's face. Are we not the Superman? Aryan Führer Superman.
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good.
If you're a fan of all things geeky, you're going to love Concessions, a brand new podcast by comedian Matt Hunton and myself, Beck Hill, where we interview your favourite cult heroes at Comic-Cons all across the world. We've got stars from Star Wars, Harry Potter, The Walking Dead and more. Make sure you tune in soon to Concessions.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.